With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Wicked weather across parts of the South over the weekend. At least 10 fatalities, including 9 in flood-ravaged Kentucky.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says many of the deaths in his state from the storms, including a mother and her 7-year-old child swept away in their car by flood water, were caused by vehicles getting stuck in high water.
Avoid driving through covered roadways. That's where we're losing the most people. Stay off the roads. If you hit water, turn around. It's not worth dying.
Much of the U.S. is facing another round of biting weather, says National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovec.
There's still some big winter weather impact.
The northern plains facing life-threatening cold. Tornado watches issued for parts of Georgia and Florida, while snow and sleet remain in the forecast for the Northeast. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Kremlin says high-ranking U.S. and Russian officials will meet in Saudi Arabia tomorrow. They'll talk about ending the war in Ukraine. Europe feels left out of the process, with European leaders holding an emergency summit today in Paris. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says with President Trump in office, Israel and the U.S. are pretty much on the same page. The Prime Minister tells Secretary of State Rubio there's no doubt about where the U.S. administration stands.
President Trump is the greatest friend that Israel has ever had in the White House. And the visit in Washington reflected that in every way. And your visit here reflects it in every way.
Rubio met with the Israeli leader yesterday at the start of a regional tour that will include a stop in Saudi Arabia for that meeting tomorrow with Russian diplomats, including Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. No trading today on Wall Street. The stock market closed for President's Day. This is SRN News. One Massachusetts city goes all in on transgenderism.
Lawmakers in Worcester have voted 9-2 to declare their metropolis a, quote, sanctuary for transgender and non-binary people. During hearings on the issue, a drag queen took the podium to warn the city council that if they fail to act, quote, you better be prepared for trans people to make this city a very unsafe place. This is all a reaction to President Trump's executive order pulling federal funding from any entity that promotes transgenderism, especially amongst kids. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Texas judge has fined a New York doctor for prescribing abortion pills to a woman near Dallas. It is one of the first challenges to shield laws enacted in Democrat-controlled states where abortion is legal. The ruling was handed down even as New York's Governor Kathy Hochul rejected a request from Louisiana to extradite the same doctor. Maggie Carpenter was charged in Louisiana with prescribing abortion pills to a pregnant minor. SRN News. Now, President Trump's famous mugshot is now hanging in the Oval Office entryway.
White House Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino shared footage of the famous framed New York Post front page showing President Trump head tilted down looking intently at the camera. Since the president returned to the White House, multiple art additions have been made. The president's official portrait was hung in the Eisenhower Executive Office Building next to the White House Thursday. The White House also hung a portrait of late President Ronald Reagan in the Oval Office on February 6th, Mr. Reagan's birthday. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Trump administration efforts to cut the size of government have resulted in thousands of federal workers being fired, more layoffs expected this week. Jobs with the IRS reportedly next up on the chopping block as the Department of Government Efficiency continues its work looking for trying to root out fraud, waste, and abuse. More details at SRNNews.com.